But anything.
The Bench, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m. on ESPN 97.5.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
This is an ESPN 97.5 road show, live from the Courtyard by Marriott downtown. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
We got Verlandered.
Was that it? Okay. And we're back on The Blitz, hour number two. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to text the show. You can also hit us up on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Tyler Drew Scott, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. And you can also hit the Facebook page up, send a message, and if Aaron likes it, he will be happy to read it. And we are out here at the Courtyard Marriott downtown. So if you're just leaving the game, you're just leaving work, wherever you're leaving from, come on by, hang out, get some drinks, chill out. Very friendly staff, really cool place. The food at the bistro is terrific. And even the wife told me that. They said, man, you got to make sure you get some food while you're there because it's great. And how about this? If you come out between now and 7 o'clock, we're going to give you some free tickets to the original Greek festival this weekend where you can experience handmade Greek food and desserts, authentic Greek folk dancing, and live music. We're giving away general admission tickets plus food and beverage tickets to our listeners who stop by. So if you come by and buy something from the bistro, how about this? Greek festival tickets. How cool is that?
There you go.
So if you missed hour number one, you really only missed 23 minutes or so.
Yeah.
Because it was all Astros. We had the Astros game, as we will tomorrow night, correct?
Yes.
And every Astros game. So I had set the over-under at 438, and I think we actually went live at 437. So not a bad guess on that under players. I'm 2-0 on hockey now.
There you go.
Under on the Stars Bruins last night.
All right.
So
I'm back in the saddle on football today. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Got Cincinnati plus four.
I like that play. I may hit it myself. I haven't decided. I was kind of on it, and then Brad yesterday really liked it, and then now that you like it, I'm kind of like, everybody's sort of leaning my way.
The scary thing is. Central Florida can put up some points.
They can.
And Cincinnati's offense isn't really built to play catch-up.
No, but they play but pretty good defense.
Their defense is strong, man.
Frankly, they have a better defense than Pitt.
Yeah, and really Pitt's the only good team that Central Florida's played. I mean, they've got a streak of like a million games where they've scored 30 points or more. I think it ends tonight.
I don't know who the program director is over there, but great job. Today worked out awesome. From Walt.
Hey, thanks, Walt. I'll let him know.
Case says a few guys in the Astros bullpen make me incredibly nervous. Thoughts? I think
everybody has a bullpen where guys make them nervous.
Yeah, and I think every team in the playoffs, I guarantee you, even in Tampa where they have a really good bullpen, even in New York, there's somebody asking that same question. And, you know, over time, I think Presley's fine. I think Osuna's always going to make you nervous because there's good Osuna, there's bad Osuna. And when good Osuna shows up, game's over. When bad Osuna shows up, then they hit him pretty hard. And so, yeah, that's going to make you nervous, but so far, so good, right? And if you're starting pitching's that good and you keep putting up six runs, you don't have to be that nervous.
Nope.
So, but how dangerous would the Braves be if they had any kind of bullpen?
That's a hole for them, certainly.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're definitely,
But they're another team that they've got so much starting pitching that I can't feel bad for them.
Right. Right. You know,
they've got like six or seven starters that they could trust to pitch in the playoffs where
and
most teams have three. I mean, hell, the Yankees have like two.
Yeah. Yeah. The Yankees are just going to beat you to death. So 512 says, so if the Astros do go to a three-man rotation in the playoffs this year, do you think the Texans will draft a defensive lineman or a wide receiver in the fourth round of next year's draft?
Man, let me tell you, as someone who's played in the National Football League, I'm sure.
Is Verlander the best trade in Houston sports history?
Oh,
I guarantee
it's got to be.
It's not. Well, I mean, it won you a World Series.
Yeah.
So it's up to. I mean, obviously Bagwell for Larry Anderson. This Yordan Alvarez trade may turn out to be pretty good too.
But I do think that yes, it is because the Astros weren't going to win the World Series without him.
Agreed.
We talked all, and that, it still goes back. People still give me grief about saying I would have traded Alex Bregman for Chris Sale, which. At the time, I absolutely would have because the Astros, they did not have a guy that I trusted at the front of that rotation.
Bregman hater.
Yeah, it's all because I'm a hater.
Yeah.
But then when they trade for Verlander, and mind you, I mean, I think it was a brilliant trade. Taking on that guy's money, to me, wasn't an issue. And that was
right.
That was like the what maybe was holding some teams back who might have had interest in Verlander. So
well, I mean, we're talking about a guy who was, what, 35 years old at the time of the trade.
Yep.
And, you know, it was not quite – didn't look like the pitcher he used to be. He hadn't pitched that great for the Tigers. But, yeah, I think that's a really good question because –
And mean, you gave up – I mean, the things you gave up –
You don't miss any of them.
Not really.
And honestly, in the Gerrit Cole trade, do you miss any of those guys?
Colin Moran, really? No.
Yeah, you have a third baseman.
Yeah.
He's pretty good that you didn't trade for Chris Sale. So,
I mean, Musgrove was a
functional, but.
Yeah, he's a good fifth starter or something like that.
Would he have even made this playoff roster?
I don't know. Wait, he might be pitching out of the bullpen by now. Who knows?
Yeah. So. I mean, I think those trades, both of those look really good. And, you know, I think Bagwell is kind of the gold standard when you say, well, I'll tell you what, I'll throw a contender in there because it also won him a title, the Clyde Drexler trade for the Rockets.
Yeah.
Although they had already won
one. So
but they weren't winning it again with that same group.
Probably so. Not. So. But it's hard to say that he was the, I mean, they couldn't have because.
Right.
They did.
So he says, thank you, Bad Presley. You cost me the under.
Yeah, dude. All the sharp baseball guys I know were on the under today. So that was a disappointment. I blame Brandon Lau as much as anybody for that, though. That pop-up, that's an under killer.
Paul LaDuca, who I still follow on Twitter from when he was doing horse racing.
Paul LaDuca's trying to make himself like a gambling guy now.
Yeah, he is. Well, he was a commentator on TVG, which is a horse racing network, so he's always been into it. But his big play was under for the first five innings.
Brilliant.
So, yeah. Somebody goes, how good would the Pirates be with the top three of Cole, Morton, and Glasnow?
But that's the problem.
Yeah.
Those guys, none of them were as good when they were there. Look at Chris Archer.
Yeah,
a guy who went there and got worse.
Yeah, what happened to him?
So
he looked like an up and comer, man.
Pittsburgh, they're not good at developing these pitchers, and they're not getting the most out of those guys.
And that's something that I think gets lost a little bit. And another great thing about this organization is that they do get the best out of guys.
Yes,
they find a way to get. And even Michael Brantley, much better player than he was last year in Cleveland.
Yep.
I mean, he was good last year, but.
Wade
Miley, they got a bunch out of until he broke. I mean, they just do such a good job. Well, Charlie Morton is a good example of that. They find guys and they figure out what makes them tick.
Here's another example. What's Marwin Gonzalez looking like this year?
I think he needs to get back on the roids.
The Astros are going to be one of these teams where you're going to have to start looking at guys and go, oh, do I want to pay their free agents because – are they going to be this when they leave? And, you know, George Springer is a guy that – and Carlos Correa, these guys should both, like, be throwing up red flags to other teams who are looking to – and I think Gerrit Cole may be above it because Gerrit Cole is
– I think he's figured it out. and wherever he's going to carry his game somewhere else.
Yeah, but man, it's hard to say for sure because everybody who's been coming here has been getting better, and everybody who's been leaving here has gotten worse.
That's funny how many former Astros pitchers have been starting in these playoffs. So Fulton Evans last night, or tomorrow, I guess, like tonight, I guess, and
Keuchel,
Morton.
Yeah, they're all over the place. Yeah,
Fires didn't get a chance to, but he would have been in line for it. Ashok says the fear is trading a hater for Gomez. That's why people feel hesitant about trading prospects. You're going to do that on occasion.
Who cares?
You know what? I mean, if you have a
team that's playing for now, you shouldn't be worried about trading prospects because you should be worried about winning right now because something crazy could happen next year. You know, knock on wood if you're with me, but knock on wood, Justin Verlander could need Tommy John surgery next year, and then suddenly your juggernaut team without Verlander and Cole is suddenly, isn't that great?
Sure hope Lance McCullers is okay.
Right. So, I mean, if you've got a team that's built to win now, that's what the Yankees always did when they were on that run for, I mean, whatever 10 years that it seemed like they were in the World Series every year. They would develop prospects, and then they would trade them away for guys who could help them win right now. And that includes Alfonso Soriano, who they home grew and looked like he was going to be the next big thing and actually had some big years for the Yankees. They're like, nah, but we can get A-Rod for him. See ya, Fonzo. And it's moves like that that you make when you're a team that's built to win right now. And they kept doing it. They kept sending young guys out for established talent. But to me, particularly pitching, you want established, solid pitching.
I'll take an established starter over a prospect any day of the week.
Any day.
I don't care how good the prospect is.
And honestly, for every hater you trade away for Carlos Gomez, and does that sting? Sure. But you traded a bunch of prospects that ended up being nothing away for Justin Verlander.
Yeah.
So
that's a net win.
Yeah, and you got
to
remember.
You have to give up some guys occasionally that if you're going to make deals. I mean, that's just part of it.
And the number of prospects that like even top tier prospects that pan out, it's probably less than 50%, honestly. So
it's way less than that.
I mean, go look through the MLB draft, the first round from 5 years ago, and tell me how many of those guys are on major league rosters right now. I mean, in the NFL, if there's not, you know, you're probably expecting 28 or 29 out of 32 to still be on a roster 5 years later, first round picks. Major League Baseball, a lot of those guys never make it. A lot of them get there and flame out instantly. Major League Baseball prospects are a total crapshoot. And 5 years ago, or 4 years, 3 years ago, people would have said, I wouldn't trade Carlos Correa for anything. But if you rewind 3 years and say, if you could have gotten Justin Verlander, but you would have had to trade Correa to get him, would you have done it? And if you say no, well, you would have made the wrong choice. Because this team would have been just fine without Carlos Correa, but they had to have Justin Verlander.
I actually think it's closer to 57% in the NFL because, remember, I went and did all that research on
– I'm talking about just being on rosters, though. Well, there was more than that.
No, I think
rosters.
It was like 5 years. I think it was a five-year thing. It's almost exactly like that. So, I mean, it's always a crapshoot, but especially baseball, and especially when you're drafting kids out of high school.
Yep.
Like Kyle Tucker, who obviously they love him, and he's
but you
starting
have no
to show
idea
it.
What he's going to be.
But yeah. So And I think it's interesting to me that, as somebody saying, the Astros becoming the Patriots, or once they leave, they're never as good. I do think Cole will be as good. And if they don't win the World Series, is the Cole trade still a good trade? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and nobody wants to hear this now, and nor should we even be discussing it. But if they don't win the World Series, they were in there with a chance. And they wouldn't have had a chance without him, I don't think.
Boy, I go straight to the 2012 draft.
Yeah.
There's already a bunch of guys from the first round that are no longer in the league. And I'm not talking about guys who – I'm talking about some big names, like Doug Martin, no longer in the league. Michael Floyd, no longer in the league. Justin Blackman, no longer in the league. Trent Richardson, no longer in the league. He was the third pick. The first pick in the draft, Andrew Luck, no longer in the league.
Yeah, that's a little different because
he's not here.
Yeah.
You know, so it, to me, and baseball prospects, I'll look it up during the break, but I'm guessing a lot of those guys just aren't around.
Before I get to this, I just want to mention that if you aren't on Sports Map today, Chris Campisi does a great job with the Astros. He has all year. He's doing playoff recaps of every game, and just like he did during the regular season, and he has that thing up the second the game's over. So if you want a really good recap, faster than anybody else, and, you know, right after a game's over, please go check it out. He's got great insight, and he just does a terrific job. That's, you know, it's like draft picks. When you're giving people a chance on Sports Map, about half of them pan out. Yeah. This guy's a future Hall of Famer, so I got that draft pick right. I'll tell you what else I got right was going to see my friend Dr. Linville, because my hair was really, I'll be honest, it looked pathetic. I looked creepy and old, and I was at the point where, okay, it's either shave it or get something done. And I went to a lot of places, and there were hair plugs and stuff like that, and it just didn't feel right, didn't seem right. Well, I went and talked to Dr. Linville, and he explained his process, where he takes individual follicles off the back of your head and then puts them where they're not, and in my case, in the front. And it was amazing. It's your hair, and he puts them where they're thinning, and the cool thing about it was he's been through it himself. He's done it, so he understands it. And he was able to, after spending 5 minutes with him, I was sold. And, man, I'm glad I did it. It's really coming in nice. I can't wait to see what it's like in a couple months. And go by and see him. And guess what? Free consultation, 975hair.com. Just go talk to him. Find out what it's about, 975hair.com. Get your hair back today, 975hair.com. Hey, guys, I know you hear all the time about poker rooms all over the city, and there's some good ones out there, but there's only one Poker Palace, and that's Lions Poker Palace. And the thing I love about these guys is George and Najib run a first-class operation, and they're all the time coming up with great tournaments. Right now, you still have two chances left. You want to go tomorrow to get in that $50,000 guaranteed tournament with $120 buy-in. Tomorrow's your last chance to play day one. So go play it. Try to get in. Two more flights on Saturday, and day two is Sunday. The cash games are only $10 per hour, and anytime you get there before 11:30 a.m. to play cash, the first 40 cash players get free time all day and free lunch and dinner.
Nice. That's hard to beat. And the lunch, dinner there is great. The food is fantastic. There's TVs all over the place. So if you're thinking, I don't want to go play tomorrow because I want to watch college football, they got you covered at Lions Poker Palace. BYOB, too. Go by and check it out for yourself. Check them out on Facebook to know about the tournament's schedule, things like that. But go see it for yourself. 6134 Richmond Avenue in Houston. It's Lions Poker Palace.
You're listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from the Courtyard by Marriott downtown. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, live here at the Courtyard Marriott. Come on by. This is a nice place. Lots of Blitzers here. Lots of cool folks. And honestly, I wasn't kidding. The staff here is just fantastic, incredibly friendly, and the food is great. The Crawford Bock is great. I'm having one of those. 512 says, look for Sanchez to be the next Charlie Morton for the Astros next year. He's a guy with great stuff that just needs to put it all together. Actually, A.J. Hoffman was the first one to bring him up before they traded for him, and obviously he looked good, but that arm injury, I don't know how bad it is, and they may not even – They may not even tender him. I don't know.
They might not, but it was a low risk, high reward proposition.
Yeah, you gave up another guy who
you're not going to miss.
No, when was he ever going to play for your team?
Even though everyone thought he was so precious at the time, but it got to the big leagues. Guess what? He ain't that good.
And that's the thing. You can tear up AAA. Who was a guy that the Astros got back when they sucked that we used to talk about all the time? Was it Brett Wallace?
Brett Wallace was one of them. Like the
AAA superstar.
He's a quad A player.
Yeah.
Who was the other guy? The guy that he came up with Springer at the same time. Singleton, Jonathan Singleton.
Yeah. Oh God. I mean, at the end, he wasn't even a AAA player.
He wasn't even a AAA player. But yeah, that was like. I mean, he was so coveted as a prospect, and look what he is. He's nothing.
All right, Aaron, did somebody have a question on Facebook?
Yeah, listener Juan says, do you think that the Astros players that are leaving aren't doing as well because they don't have the teams are going to don't have the depth in the lineup that the Astros have?
I think that's sure. definitely a factor for hitters.
But look, Minnesota's got up and down the lineup. They hit more home runs than the Astros this year.
They
so
did.
That's you can't make that excuse for Marwin, certainly, because he's in a solid lineup.
Yeah, and when you're a pitcher and you know you're going to get run support, it's easier. I mean, it's kind of like what Presley did today. You're going to throw strikes. And if you've got good stuff, you're going to be able to do some damage. And so I do think that's part of it. It certainly I think it certainly plays – it comes into play. Central Florida is now minus 3.5 now that I'm looking at this. So you want to – boy, they brought Strasburg back awful quick today. He's pitching tonight.
Yeah, that's not surprising to me.
Yeah.
They're in a sort of a – you don't want to fall down 2-0 to that team, let's face it.
Yeah, yeah.
And they weren't even – Walker Buehler, oh, my God, he's so good. He's just ridiculous. And the fact that they started him over Kershaw game one, that lets you know how ridiculous that guy is. And, I mean, he is just – you have no idea where the ball's going to go. I mean, he's filthy, filthy good.
Yeah, they've got such a good starting staff there.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And, yeah, I don't want to look too far ahead.
All these National League teams, really, like especially the top, the Nationals, the Braves, and the Dodgers.
Yeah,
those teams are so good with their pitching that none of them are going to be walk-through series because they can all run pitchers out there that are going to give you problems. The Nationals have Scherzer and Strasburg, which might be as good a 1-2 as anybody. And then, you know, if Kershaw, Maeda, and Buehler is your 1-2-3, it's like.
Yeah.
That's a scary proposition, man.
But having said that.
And the Dodgers can hit, too.
They can. I'm, and I don't want to get too far ahead here. I'm more concerned about the Yankees than I am the Dodgers. I think if they get by the Yankees, then they'll be fine against the Dodgers.
The thing that bothers me or scares me about the Dodgers is we were talking earlier about the Astros being a good defensive team. They'll be worse because they're going to want to play Yordan in the field.
Right.
And he will be, I think he is a liability.
Well, it'll only be 3 games.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, you got a new superhuman video?
Yeah, I just saw that.
Oh, boy.
Apparently he just got punched.
We got to hurry up and get the break.
Yeah. At 5:30, we'll go through all the NFL lines. We usually do it at 5 o'clock, but I kind of want to devote some time to the Astros today because it's a big deal. We're happy to have them on the station for this. And a good win to take a 1-0 series lead. And I think they're anything can happen, but they're squarely in the driver's seat right now
no doubt.
In this series. And yeah, obviously, if the Rays come back and win tomorrow, it's a different animal because you want to get one on the road. But if I were a betting man, and I am, I feel pretty good about Gerrit Cole going up against a reduced Blake Snell from what he was last year. And you know, I think they'll go up 2-0, and at that point, to beat this team 3 straight times. And have to beat those 3 pitchers. I think it's a very low percentage. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. And we'll do the NFL at 5:30. We'll have RJ at 6:15 for those of you who love having RJ on. And I wonder if it'll come up who was the only guy with the win last week.
No, it was Fred.
I wonder if I'll bring that up. Yeah, he was coaching over Brad's shoulder yesterday. So, it's just always funny.
Poor Brad.
Yeah.
And Brad's had a rough season. He's brought, the last thing he wants is probably RJ coaching over his shoulder.
Yeah, and
but Brad's had a – I mean, for people who are following Brad on pregame, I understand you're probably frustrated, but Brad's got a long history of winning.
He does.
Everybody's going to have bad runs, man.
And you know what? We've talked about this a little bit. Not only does he have a history of it, it's the analysis. It's pretty rare when he's just off on his analysis.
Yeah.
And sometimes the games don't go the way you think. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday. There's always – every now and then there's always a game that you see going a certain way, and it plays out completely different.
Yeah.
Either a team that was going to come out, you expect them to throw the ball and go at pace. They decide they're going to run the football and try to keep the score down.
The Hawaii-Nevada game.
Yeah, I mean, it just exactly. So there's a lot of
– and then sometimes there's things like, you know, in that Air Force game the other week. There's no way to assume that Air Force is going to go for it on 4th and 2 from their own 22, or 4th and 1 from their own 22, and just basically give the other team the cover, give it away. Yeah. I mean, that's just, you can't handicap things like that.
Apparently, I didn't see it, but the Temple cover was quite the moose last night from what I was reading. So, but yeah, that's the reality is, and we've always been honest with you guys about records, and you know, I'm picking about 65-66% this year. If I could sustain anywhere close to that, I'm throwing a party. I mean, that's insane. And you know, so I mean, I know it's not going to stay there. And you know, I've got 6 plays this week on pregame, and you know, and I don't feel as good about them as I did last week because I don't really have my, I don't really trust my tried and true teams like I have been, like Oklahoma State and SMU. I think the market's caught up on the numbers.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but it's a fun game, but it's also one that,
you know, just, it's got swings, man.
Yeah, and you just, it's, that's why poker is such a great teaching tool for sports betting, because you got to learn to deal with the swings, and once you do, if you just do the right thing and trust yourself, you're going to come out ahead.
And if you have a rough weekend betting, just go drink your sorrows away at Carbach.
Guess what I'm drinking right here?
A Carbach Crawford Bach.
Yes.
I see you.
Thanks to my buddy Jason for that, by the way.
Everybody should get out there this weekend. The final weekend of Carbachtoberfest. You want to get involved in this thing, guys. It's a bunch of free entertainment is what it is. There's live bands going all weekend, and Steinhoisting competitions. There's wiener dog races. There's fantastic German food, and there's a ton of cold Carbach beer. Get out there and check it out this weekend. And then Sunday, November 10th, get ready for the 3rd annual Foam Hinge. Ace Frehley, the headliner. How about that from KISS? Going to be a fantastic show. Tickets just $28. There's VIP available as well. CarbachBrewing.com to purchase your tickets today. And get out to that restaurant. Try the food. It's outstanding. And everything on the menu pairs perfectly with one of the fine Carbach beers they've got on the wall. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to keep up with everything going on in the restaurant, the brewery, and the concert series. And then pick up your favorite Carbach beer today. Or when you're out and about, ask your bartender to please make it a Carbach.
Hey, guys, you want to get in on the action? You want to play some of those hockey games I've been giving you the last couple days? You want to play, if you wanted to play the NFL game last night, you know where to go. It's all mybookie.ag. And, guys, it doesn't matter what sport you're playing, whether it's you're betting the NFL, whether you're betting college football, whether you're going to bet on your Astros tomorrow night, mybookie is the place to go. And I'm telling you, those hockey overs early in the season, you know, those things can be money if you hit the right ones. Go to mybookie.ag. The good news is you win there, you get paid. And that's not the case with a lot of sites. Half the gamble is putting your money in. That's not the case with mybookie.ag. And if you sign up today, they're going to double your first deposit. That's up to $1,000 to wager. And all you have to do is use promo code radio to get that exclusive double your money offer. That's mybookie.ag, promo code radio. And get in on all the action this weekend, because there is certainly plenty for you to play. Play, win, get paid. MyBookie.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from the Courtyard by Marriott downtown. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, live from the Courtyard Marriott downtown, Dallas and Maine. Come on by. Really good food, great atmosphere. And if you're leaving the Astros, you're leaving your job downtown, come on by here. One play tonight, just real quick before it gets too close to 6:05. Winnipeg, New Jersey, over 6.5.
All right.
As we try to keep our streak going here.
Try to stay perfect on the young
season. That's right. Well, 2-0 going in. All right, let's look at the NFL lines going into Sunday's games and try to throw some opinions. And if you're not into betting, that's okay. We'll kind of preview the games too. Ravens -3.5 at Pittsburgh. And I'm not really interested in this game, but if you stuck a gun to my head, I'm going to take the home dog here.
Yeah, I like the Steelers in this game. I think that the Ravens, the early start where they beat the hell out of a bad team, and then almost lost to another bad team, kind of got people overhyped, and Lamar Jackson was the best quarterback in the world for a couple weeks, and now he's kind of coming back down to earth. And Pittsburgh, I mean, listen, they beat a bad team last week too, but I think the fact that we're saying, you know, Baltimore at home would be 9.5.
Yeah.
I just don't see that. I don't think this Baltimore team is as good as everyone seems to be trying to make them out to be. So I'll take Steelers in the points.
Bears -5 against the Raiders in London.
I guess I'm probably super square for this. I think the Bears trounce them.
I'm kind of with you on that.
And everyone's like, well, what about Chase Daniel? I don't think it matters. I didn't see a significant drop-off in the Bears' quarterback play.
I think he looked better than Trubisky did.
Yeah, so, and the Raiders aren't the kind of team that's going to punish you. And the other thing the Raiders have is they're struggling to protect Derek Carr. Boy, the way this Bears defense has looked the last couple weeks, Khalil Mack is going to eat.
And if you've been reading anything he's been saying this week, I would, whatever the sack number is on Khalil Mack, bet the over.
Why is that? What happened to the not or to having a 9 o'clock game when they're playing?
I don't know, man. I like that. 8:30, because that's great. You could just basically watch football all day. Now they're at noon.
Which, by the way, let me bitch about it for just a second.
Okay, bitch away.
You know how many afternoon games there are this week? Like how many?
Two, I think.
3 p.m. games. Yeah, there's a 3:05 and a 3:25. Everything else is at noon. Why? Why do you do this, NFL? Like, balance it out.
At least
it's ridiculous.
At least one of the 3 o'clock games is a good one, Cowboys Packers.
Yeah.
So there's that. It kind of gives them a little more prominence.
It's so they can get the Octobox on Red Zone. They schedule 8 games.
I don't need that Octobox.
Yeah.
I don't like the Octobox.
No.
The most I want is 4.
Well, they give you that option.
Yeah, but I'm saying I never use the 8 option.
I do sometimes, and you're not going to have a choice. That's not going to cover all the games this week.
No.
So, Bengals -3 against the Cardinals.
And by the way, because the Texans always play at noon, I never watch Red Zone at noon.
Yeah. Well, what I do is I'll have the 8 or the 4, depending on if they have the games I like, and I'll have the Texans. So, during commercials, I'll flip over to that and keep up with the other games.
Yeah.
So, Bengals -3 against the Cardinals.
I don't really have a good feel for this game. These are two horrible teams. I guess the spread says they're equally horrible.
Yeah, pretty much.
I have no idea what's going to happen in this game. I've seen Arizona show a little more life.
Yeah, I think I might go that way because at some point they're going to win a game and maybe this is it.
On the road, I don't know. I don't know that they're going to be able to play on the road.
Yeah, especially a noon game for what is essentially a West Coast team.
Yeah, I don't want anything to do with that game.
Jaguars +3.5 at Panthers. I like the Jags here. I am taking the Jags at 3.5.
Well,
not at 3.
I was going to say, I'm actually looking for the Panthers at 3. If I get that, I'll play the Panthers. If I don't, it's a pass for me. I think maybe the Panthers are a pretty good team. Their defense is salty. And now that they don't have a hobbled Cam Newton holding them back, they're starting to look pretty good, so I'm not looking to fade them right now.
You just described the Jags almost, too. And by the way, Leonard Fournette does anything like he did last week, then that offsets McCaffrey a little bit. I like both these teams, but I'm getting 3.5 points with a team I like just as much.
Yeah.
Although the one caution I would say there is that at some point, Gardner Minshew is going to turn back into a pumpkin. It's going to happen.
Kyle Allen, too, probably, but
yeah,
we'll see. Kyle Allen's got to hold on to the football, and apparently I was reading something about Kyle Allen apparently has really, really tiny hands, and he's very sensitive about it.
I wonder who else is like that. My hands are tremendous. They're the best.
My hands are absolutely normal size. Anything else is fake news.
Yeah. Hashtag fake news.
Bigger than average, honestly.
Vikings -5 at the Giants. There's actually talk that Saquon might play this week.
I heard that.
I don't know that I buy it. I don't know that I buy it.
And if he does, he can't be 100%. And if you're the Giants, why would you do that? Why even take the chance? Because it's not like you're winning the division. You're not making the playoffs this year. You knew that coming in. Why risk it? But I think that the Vikings are – this is a buy low, sell high to me. I think that the Vikings are a team that you buy right now because I think they're better than what they've looked.
Yeah.
I think Kirk Cousins sucks, but the Giants defensively are just awful.
Yeah.
I don't think that Kirk Cousins go out there and make them look foolish. But I think that the Giants are going to have a hard time stopping Dalvin Cook. If I had to play this game, it'd be Vikings minus five.
Yeah, I think at some point the Vikings are going to get their act together.
Yeah.
And this is probably a good spot.
And I do think Daniel Jones is pretty decent.
Yeah.
But I still think there's been an overreaction to a small sample size.
Patriots minus 15 and a half at the Redskins.
I'm using the Patriots as a tease to get them under 10.
Yeah.
That's but
smart.
There's no way you can play the Redskins.
No.
And honestly,
If Colt McCoy starts, which I don't know if they've
that's
announced.
That's what I've heard. Yeah.
Okay,
I
would give them a better chance, but I can't. I mean, they're just so bad right now. I can't do it.
Yeah. And to me, under 42 and a half is a strong play because I don't know that the Redskins can score.
By the way, the Patriots defense has been really good all season.
They are. And the Patriots offense is a little bit overrated still. They haven't been great offensively. They have been doing a lot of short yardage stuff. And Josh Gordon looks a little bit nicked up right now. So I think the under is probably my favorite side on this thing because the Redskins might not score a point. This is the Patriots are obviously going to be difficult to throw on because they've got elite guys on the outside. You know how many, so let's say the Redskins are saying, okay, we're going to run the ball. You know how many yards the Redskins have run for all season?
No.
190 Ugh. In four games.
Ugh.
They're averaging less than 50 yards per game. Adrian Peterson, their starting running back, hasn't cracked 100 yards for the season yet through four games. They can't run the ball. They can't throw the ball. I don't know how they score against one of the best defenses in the league. The Patriots starting to look like the old, like the early Super Bowl winning Patriots, where they won with a defense.
Defense and run the ball and ball control passing.
Yeah, yeah. I think that the Patriots trounce them here. I'm not looking to lay those kind of points.
No.
But to me, the under is solid because the Redskins are going to do nothing in this game.
Another big line, Eagles minus 14 at home against the Jets.
Again, I can't play that kind of a line, but if I had to, I'd probably play the Jets.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't want to because the Jets are garbage. But if the Jets offense can get going down the field against any defense right now, it's the Eagles secondary. The problem is the Eagles are going to score some points. They look like they're getting healthy. The more I think about it, I kind of lean to the Jets. Again, I don't know if I'll play it, but I'm. It's something I'll probably consider.
Bucks plus three at the Saints. Give me the Bucks.
I love the Bucks here, and the Saints.
Didn't you love the Bucks last week too?
I did.
Yeah.
The Saints team is kind of fool's gold. They've won. They're 3-1. All those three games have all been last possession type games. They could easily be 0-4. The Bucks could easily be 4-0. Like their two losses were end of the game, last second losses. So. Jameis Winston's starting to play a little bit. They found a running game, finally. I still don't like him defensively, but I think Jameis, under this coach, is starting to figure some things out. I just don't trust Teddy Bridgewater, who can't go down the field. And the longer you try to play without going down the field, the less likelihood your success is going to continue in my mind. And I just can't – I don't know how long the Saints can get by just being a defense-only team, and much less – giving points as a defense-only team.
Falcons plus four against the Texans, we've talked about all week. I like the Falcons here. I'm playing the Falcons plus four.
I like
four.
The Falcons, too. I like the over a lot. I think both these teams offensively kind of get right in this game.
Titans minus three against the Bills.
I don't want anything to do with this game.
If
I had to play, it's probably the Titans. So it's Titans or pass, but no play on it for me.
That number's awful low. I'd almost lean under 38.5. Chargers minus 6.5 against the Broncos. Inside a touchdown, I love the Chargers here. I hate to be on the square side of things, but the Broncos are melting down. I think last week took a lot out of them. They're sitting there 0-4, and I think the Chargers are starting to get right. And I'm taking the Chargers here.
Chargers are another team I'm looking to use in teases because they'll basically make them down to a half point favorite, which is essentially a pick 'em. There's ties, but. To just say the Chargers is going to win, I think is pretty ideal. Another team I like a lot in teasers is the Falcons. If you can take the Falcons from 4 to 10, double digits.
Yeah.
And here's the thing about the Falcons, the thing about the Chargers teams that I'm talking about teasing, they have quarterbacks that will get you garbage time touchdowns. Matt Ryan specifically.
Yeah.
We saw the numbers he put up in garbage time last week in a game they didn't have a chance to win. They'll get there. for the cover. They'll take that back door, and I would expect Matt Ryan, if the Texans are up, I expect Matt Ryan to be chucking it around and trying to get them there. That's why I also like the over.
Cowboys minus 3.5 against the Packers.
I lean to the Packers here. Yeah, it's not a great play for me. It's another play I'd consider using in a tease, taking it up to 9.5. But the Packers historically have been pretty good in that building. But I don't really want to play them because you're talking about a bounce back spot for the Cowboys coming off a really disappointing performance. So it's something that I'm going to stay away from probably.
And Chiefs minus 11 against the Colts. And that's another one. If you're teasing, I'd tease the Chiefs down on this one. But I think they win the game, but 11's too much for me to play.
Yeah, honestly, if I were teasing, I'd probably rather tease up because then you get that 17, which is a marquee number. You're really only beating, I guess you're beating 10 and 7 if you go the other way.
Yeah.
But either way, if I were betting this game, it would be a tease. I'm not betting this game. The Chiefs are not – the Colts are going to have success moving the ball against the Chiefs because the Chiefs suck on defense. The Colts are not built to stop the Chiefs offensively.
Who is?
Well,
I mean,
the Patriots.
Yeah, but even they, I mean, right now they are, I guess. But that team is just, they're hard to stop, especially if Leonard's not 100%.
The crazy thing is they don't even have Tyreek Hill right now.
No. All right. There you go. That's your NFL. I think we should be going to break here. Do we have, okay, I can't hear the music. So come join us out here at the
Courtyard
Marriott and get you some Crawford Bock. They got a special going on that. They got their NFL special going on. With the wings on the special are terrific. So come and try them. I had them before the show. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from the Courtyard by Marriott downtown. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, live here from the Courtyard Marriott. A.J., you've become very famous.
Thank you.
Yeah. So lots of blitzers here, and you can be the next one. Come on out. We'll be here till 7. And Jose the Colts fan says you better go see Joker this weekend. That's one hell of a movie, a must-watch. You've already seen it.
It really is good.
Or no, it's Jose Carlos, not Colts fan Jose, who just says the Colts have a few injuries on D. I got confused. It happens. Yeah, I'm going to try to go tomorrow in between games. And if not, then it's probably going to have to be like Tuesday, go during the day. But I'm going to definitely see it within the next 4 or 5 days because everybody has raved about it. Michael Carroll raved about it. You raved about it. And so these are all people I trust.
Jong, too.
Yeah, Jong was just all over it on Twitter. I saw that. So, and you know, those guys are the Comicast guys. So if they like something, probably pretty good. Okay, let's do the Zadok Jewelers. Jim, what's that? Oh, your computer froze? I have a really good one for you.
The day, the gym of the day, the Zadok Jewelers gym of the day.
All right. So you got a live version, and let's do the recorded version, just for grins.
Well,
all right, never mind.
I wasted it.
Well,
the
gym it's okay. Of the day. You didn't have
it's
the music.
The gym of the day.
Yeah, I did.
The Zadok Jewelers gym of the day.
Yeah, I think the live version was better.
Yeah.
You know, some bands are better live.
Yeah.
In fact, you know, and some of them suck live. So, see, now people got to compare the two. Now they're going to come see you in concert.
I'm Chocolate Frampton.
No. Chocolate Frampton. Oh. I can't keep track of all these, but I like it. I'm not going to lie. All right.
If only I had a Wikipedia page for all my names like you do, Fred.
But you're very famous. This one... our friend Pink Valkyrie sent me. A North Carolina mother was charged with exchanging her 2-year-old child for an old Plymouth coupe.
How old?
1992 Plymouth Laser. Leaser. Alice Leanne.
Did it come with the gold wheels?
I don't know about that. But Alice Leanne Todd, 45 years old. By the way, what are you doing 45 with a 2-year-old?
Yeah, that's odd, too.
Yeah, that's getting up there. She allegedly...
I think she's fallen on hard times late in life.
Well, maybe so, but, I mean, the best you can do is a Plymouth Laser?
Well, that's what was available.
I guess so. They
you got to think about this. How many people are looking to trade a car for a kid, and then how good of a car do they have?
Well,
I mean, the market is limited, especially, especially if you're not on, like, the dark web, where there's probably a market for that. But
well, like, is that where you eat babies? Because apparently that's a thing now.
I've heard of that, too.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe that's what the point was. Maybe she was going to eat the baby. Apparently, Tina Marae Chavis, 47, brought the child to a hospital last July for an apparent allergic reaction. They saw bruises on the baby and tipped off police and Child Protective Services. Chavis initially claimed she was the child's biological mother. She then changed her story, saying she was the adoptive mom, but she lacked any documentation and was later arrested, along with 53-year-old Mendoza Romero. And all three suspects have been charged with unlawful sale, surrender, or purchase of a minor. They're being held on jail on $50,000 bond.
All right.
Shouldn't it be okay to sell your own kid? Shouldn't that be legal?
No.
Okay.
No, probably not.
I mean, you should do better than a 92 Plymouth for the kid.
I mean, because that kid, how old did you say, 2?
Yeah.
You got a lot of tread on those tires still.
Yeah, you do, but you also can't be that attached to it, right?
Well,
it's only 2.
And the other thing to consider is if you were to trade, you know, how much longer do you have to pay for that kid? You know, because usually a car note you have for 5 years.
Right.
A kid you have for 18 plus.
Indeed.
Depending on how lazy they are.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the time to get rid of them when you still got 16 years of payments to make.
Maybe it's like getting rid of Brock Osweiler's contract. Maybe you're going to go ahead and give up a little more just to get rid of him.
Yeah.
Okay, obviously I'm kidding. You're not. Don't be selling your kids. It's not good.
Didn't you try to sell Katie before she turned 18?
No. Nope.
Weren't you in late-minute negotiations and then
the
clock ran out and she turned 18 and was no longer sellable?
Nope. Oh. Not true.
Okay.
Fake news. Hashtag fake news.
Okay.
So...
It's hard to sell a 17-and-a-half-year-old.
Yeah, by then.
You only got a half a year of them.
Pretty much. All right. 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. We'll be happy to take your texts. And we're going to mix things up a little bit. RJ will come on at 6:15. So, that gives him a little more time to finish up his show and get settled in so we don't have to sit around and go, is RJ there? Is RJ there?
Yeah.
Yeah. But
he has a hard out at 6:40.
Right.
So
it'll work out.
Should put us under control a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. We tend to – well, we don't tend to. He tends to go on and on a lot, which is fine. I mean, it's great. It's great stuff. So I'll put the over-under on the first 5 minutes of him beating up one of us.
Probably.
He always spends 5 minutes.
Probably.
Yeah. And so it's been my turn the last few weeks.
I got to come – I don't even – well, but you won this week.
I know, but then I'll still be told how square it was, even though I took a 7-point underdog. So, we'll figure it out. All right. We got that coming up. We've got we'll take a look at some college games in the next segment since you weren't here yesterday to go over those.
All right.
And if you missed out on that, all available at podcastarena.com. 6 o'clock hour yesterday with Brad. Did a good 25 minutes on it and hit a lot of games. And you'll find the ones I like were discussed. So, I always like the listeners to get an opportunity to get our – you know, at least most of my pregame plays. So if you listen back to that, you'll figure them out.
All right, guys, let me tell you about Allstate Siding and Windows. And you need to check that your windows are energy efficient before the fall gets here. And not only are you checking to see if they're energy efficient, but you're investing in beautiful quality windows. You're making your home more energy efficient and safer. How about StormForce Windows designed for impact in all weather? You know we get some crazy weather around here. How great would it be to trust that your windows are built for them? And you could save up to 40% on your energy bill with vinyl windows. Think about what you could do with those. These windows are going to pay for themselves, basically. They've got senior discounts, military discounts, first responder discounts, and A.J. Hoffman discount, which that means all you got to do is tell them A.J. Hoffman sent you. 25% off all window packages, no payments for 2 years, just like that. When you want to invest, choose the best, and the best is Allstate Siding and Windows, 832-204-1936, or allstatesidingandwindows.com. That's 832-204-1936 for Allstate Siding and Windows.